Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hello, Ian. How are you today?
Doing well, and last time you left us with a challenge about pop songs from the 60s.
I said, think of a 1960s number one hit song whose title starts with the word love. Rearrange the letters in the other two words in the title to spell something a band might record. What is the song and what is the thing?
So the song was Love Me Do by the Beatles, and the thing is, well, what all bands need, a good demo.
That is correct on both accounts.
And while we're at it, let's shout out to listener Rob Bryce, who recently checked in with a challenge answer.
All right, Ian. On July 6th, 1974, a Prairie Home Companion broadcast its first live show from St. Paul, Minnesota. 12 people attended the broadcast.
And it just ended.
In honor of what is now one of the most popular shows on public radio, our quiz this week is about the great state of Minnesota.
Oh, this should be fun.
First one. The Minnesota-based retailer whose subsidiary company, Geek Squad, provides technical assistance for computers and other electronic equipment.
That is Best Buy.
That is correct. Any three of the four states that border Minnesota.
Oh, no. This is going to hurt.
We'll call in the Geek Squad if you have trouble on this one. Well, two of them have a word in common.
North and South Dakota.
That is correct.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And let's see.
Well, the cheeseheads will be upset with you because you didn't figure out their state counts.
Well, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin is the third one.
I'll go back to Geography 101 while we're at
it. That's correct. That's right. The one that's south of Minnesota is Iowa.
Brutal.
Brutal. Sorry. Next up, the author of the novels Babbitt, Elmer Gantry, and Main Street, and who was the first American author to win the Nobel Prize for Literature? Would you like his initials?
Sure.
S.L.
Sinclair Lewis.
Sinclair Lewis is correct. We'll add a little bit to the reading list for Ian this week.
Just gets longer and longer.
That it does. How's that Irving novel coming along?
Dusty.
Dusty. All right. The one-time mayor of Minneapolis, who also served in the Senate on two different occasions, both before and after his term as Lyndon Johnson's vice president.
Hubert Humphrey.
Hubert Humphrey is correct. And a related bonus fact, Minnesota is one of 30 states that has never had a president born there. And finally, the title characters of a 1950s and 60s cartoon series who lived in the fictional town of Frostbite Falls, Minnesota, and whose escapades frequently involved thwarting the plans of Boris and Natasha.
Rocky and Bullwinkle.
That is correct.
I'm glad you saved the easy one for the end.
I always try to do that. Well, Minnesota may be the land of 10,000 lakes, but Ian wasn't the man of 10,000 answers this week. He only went 3.5 for 5. Let us know how well you did. quiz@wamc.org.
And I'll be sending Mike off to the Twin Cities ASAP. You can go to wamc.org/anyquestions to take another look at this week's quiz, some extra credit questions, or the weekly challenge, which is...
Start with the name St. Paul, S-A-I-N-T-P-A-U-L. Change one letter, then rearrange the result to spell the name of a famous ship. What is it?
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other venues. Any Questions is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio. Mike, I'll start rearranging those letters and studying my Midwestern geography, and we'll see you this same time next week.
Yeah, you betcha. See you then.